helping us girlies survive as we set up camp and explored. Smiling got more firewood. As the brave warrior goblin distracted the wolves, I took them all out. Then we kidnapped a kid and stuffed him in this bag. Now he lives with us. As Freakster was expanding our empire, I was exploring the woods. But then Goblin died, so I rushed to save our brave warrior. She was very happy. As we stacked up on more resources and protected our empire, I cleared more wolves and entered a dungeon where I kidnapped another kid. As I looked for more kids, I ran into a few hungry Arctic foxes. Then I noticed that Goblin was in trouble again, so I rushed to once again save her. It was day 14, and we mostly just explored stacked materials and defended our empire. On day 26, everything began taking shape, and on day 34, battles began to become more challenging. This wolf pack killed Smiling and Goblin. As I revived Goblin and carried Smiling to safety, Goblin died again, and we didn't have any bandages to heal them. Freakster and I struggled to protect our empire. It got dark and our fire stopped burning. As we tried to get some wood and start a fire, it went out instantly, and the deer ate us.